Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 251. Hack Away at the Unessential by Ross Enamite of rostraining.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your host and narrator. Happy Monday. Welcome back to another week of Optimal Health Daily. This is where I read to you from some of the best health and fitness blogs on the web. And for those of you living in the U.S., a very happy day before 4th of July. Yes, there will be a 4th of July episode tomorrow. I'll record it in advance so that I too can get a little bit of a break. Now today, I have a brand new author of the show, Ross of rostraining.com. Ross is a longtime trainer and boxing coach, having dedicated his life to the development and improvement of athletes. He's been in business for over 15 years and has helped countless athletes succeed at the world-class level. This is his career and obsession. He has a ton of blog posts and a popular forum on his site. He also has books and videos. You can check out rostraining.com for more. And normally, I of course like to start our week off with an inspirational quote, but Ross has so many wonderful quotes throughout his post, I'm going to save my inspirational quotes for later in this week. So for now, let's hear our first post from him as we optimize your life. Hack Away at the Unessential by Ross Enamite of rostraining.com. Quote, "It's not the daily increase, but daily decrease. Hack away at the unessential." Bruce Lee. A few years ago, I shared a video from Joe Rogan where he discussed the concept of striving to become the hero of your own movie. Rogan's original message was powerful and quickly went viral. It's one of those videos that never gets old and always provides a quick boost of energy. There's a good chance that many of you listening to this have heard it before. Yet, even if you've heard it before, I encourage you to listen again. One of the most important pieces of advice that Rogan offers isn't about what you need to do, but rather what you need to stop doing. In some ways, you could say that Rogan's advice is similar to Bruce Lee's classic message about hacking away at the unessential. Be the hero of your own movie. When listening to the video, I urge you to pay particular attention to what's said at approximately the 37-second mark. As he states in the video, quote, "Write down things that you've done in the past that you never want to see yourself do again," end quote. So often we think of a hero as a person or figure of action. After all, no one becomes a hero without heroic acts. The hero is the doer. They go out and do things. They are defined by their actions. Yet while the hero may be defined by action, such actions may never happen if the individual doesn't first hack away at the unessential. Therefore, when considering what the hero would do in your movie, it's useful to first identify what the hero would not do. Beyond your to-do list. Most people who wish to elicit change in their life focus on what they need to do. I'd bet money that almost everyone hearing this entry has at one time created and followed a to-do list. Unfortunately, creating a to-do list doesn't guarantee that you will get everything done. One of the biggest barriers to change is wasted time. Ultimately, there's only so many items you can knock off your to-do list if you waste all your day engaged in activities that don't contribute towards your betterment. With that in mind, the to-do list is really no more important than the no longer do list. If you truly wish to change or improve, you need to hack away at the time wasters that eat up your day. For example, how much time do you spend watching television and browsing social media? How often do you check your email? Are there any other mindless activities that you can cut back on? Take a moment to honestly audit your day in search of time wasters. I'm sure we can all hack away at a few items that do nothing but waste time. Have a plan. Cutting back on time wasters is certainly a great start, but you also need a plan to move forward. You should wake up each day with a clear list of actions and priorities. Don't waste the first half of your day trying to figure out what the hell you need to do. Figure it out the night before so you can wake up and get started. I spend a few minutes each night jotting down exactly what I would like to accomplish the next day. I don't use any fancy apps or programs. I just jot a few things down in a notebook that is always close by. The few minutes that it takes each night gets me eager to attack the next day before it even started. In other words, the momentum that starts in the evening carries over each day. It's a continuous cycle that has certainly helped me to accomplish more in days that never seem long enough to get everything done. Final thoughts. As I said before, I'm sure many of you have already heard Joe Rogan's speech about becoming your own hero. He certainly delivers a powerful message that will get your blood flowing. Just be sure that your excitement to move forward is coupled with an assessment of existing time wasters that must be abandoned. Doing more often requires that you do less. Always remember that ambitious people don't have the luxury of living longer days. We are all limited to 24 hours. Thus, the people who do get ahead in this world don't just do more than everyone else. In some respects, they also do less. They waste less time with mindless activities that do not contribute towards their goals. In summary, seek to hack away at the unessential and focus more on the actions that will help you to become a better version of yourself. You just listened to the post titled Hack Away at the Unessential by Ross Enemite of rostraining.com. When you're hiring, it feels amazing to finally close out a job search. But what if you could get rid of the search and just match? You can with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on-a-whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Again, a big thanks to Ross for giving us permission to narrate his content. You can check out his blog, his forum, books, and videos at rostraining.com. Oh, you've heard me pontificate about the value of writing things down. When it comes to goal setting, that is one of the most powerful things you can do. It forms different neuronal connections in the brain when you actually have to write something. Researchers have continuously found that when you write things down, like your goals, you're more likely to be successful. And in the past, we've talked about doing a mind dump before you go to bed. And so I like that Ross brought this up. He spends a few minutes each night jotting down exactly what he wants to accomplish the next day. This is a mind dump in a way. Oftentimes when our heads hit the pillow, that's when our brain goes, oh, don't forget, tomorrow you've got to do this. Oops, I forgot to do this today. So okay, put that on the list tomorrow. There's no way you're going to get a good night's sleep. There's no way you're going to feel relaxed when your brain is going a mile a minute. But if you jot everything down, put it on paper. It's a mind dump. You can then let it go and say, I don't have to remember this because you know what? I have a list right next to me that I can look at tomorrow morning. And look, I get it. We all need time to just turn our brains off. And so for you, playing on social media, watching TV, those things are your ways of just clearing your mind and not having to think about anything else. I get it. So you may not see those things as time wasters, but rather ways to rejuvenate yourself. And that's fine. What I would just say is watch how long you spend doing those things. If you like playing games on your phone, just maybe don't spend as much time doing that to give yourself that reprieve. That can count as cutting away some of the unnecessary. Now, before we go, if you want to interact with some like-minded people, come join our Facebook group. We do bonus book giveaways there, and it's a nice way to show your support for our podcast. You can find it by searching for Optimal Living Daily on Facebook, or the shortcut link is oldpodcast.com/Facebook. We'd love to see you there. That's it for the Monday episode. I hope you have a great start to your week. I'll be back tomorrow for our 4th of July episode with another brand new author, actually, for the show. So I'll see you there where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.